Browns Insider is driven by Liberty Ford.
The pro game is becoming more and more offensive. We think we have great young talent on offense, and we thought it was exceptionally important to bring in an individual who could take advantage of, develop. Everywhere Rob has been, the quarterback has gotten dramatically better. Develop that young talent so that we can put the kind of points on the board that one will win games, and candidly, two will be fun to watch.
Welcome back, everybody, to our special edition of Browns Insider, driven by Liberty Ford. I'm Jim Donovan with the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Rob Chudzinski. And, Rob, I'll tell you what, I never had so much fun calling Browns games than in that 2007 season when you were calling plays for the Browns, and the Browns went all the way up to the number 8 level in scoring in the NFL that year. You were scoring points. The Browns won 10 games that year. That was a lot of fun. I mean, you were really bringing in an attack-style offense, vertical passing game. Let's score some points. We'll play good defense. We'll do things on special teams, but you're going to have a heck of a time stopping us on offense. Is that what you're bringing here? Is it going to be more of the same, or have you developed as you've gone through the years?
Well, we're still going to be aggressive and attacking. I mean, that's our style. That's what we're going to do. We talk about the word relentless. That's some of the things that I use when it's talking about our philosophies on offense and on defense. But it's important that offensive players, defensive players, and on special teams feel like they're on the attack. And they're working to win the game on their side of the ball as opposed to sitting back and being passive.
Now, a lot of times, Rob, when a first-time head coach sits in and is a candidate for a head coaching job and you sit in on the interview process, the key question I would assume to go along with philosophy has to be, what kind of staff can you bring in if we give you the job? And I'm sure that was posed to you by Jimmy and Joe, and what kind of answer could you give them?
Great staff, a great staff of teachers, a great staff of guys that will develop our players, our young players, a very young football team. That's a critical component, and that's going to be something that's stressed in everything we do from a coaching standpoint. Marty Schottenheimer would use the term teach and demand, and that's what coaching is, and that's how we'll approach it.
Boy, Marty was always great, wasn't he, with all of those little trinkets like that. He was really something. So let's go through your career and who has influenced you. You played at the University of Miami, and then you stayed at the University of Miami, and you coached there, and then you came here, and you were with San Diego with Marty and Norv Turner, and then to Carolina, and you had a very interesting perspective, because when you went to Carolina, you went with a guy who was a first-time head coach in Ron Rivera. As you went along the different spots, and what did you pick up from different guys?
I've been really fortunate to be around some great coaches, and going back to seeing, even playing at University of Miami, and, you know, Jimmy Johnson was the head coach at the time, and, you know, his ability to motivate, the detail level, all these things that are important to head coaches as you see them over and over and over again that makes you have success as a head coach really became engraved in my head. And so those principles, those type of things were the things that were important to me, whether it was Romeo here before, Ron Rivera, whether it was Butch Davis, whether it was Marty Schottenheimer, whether it was Dennis Erickson, whether it was Jimmy Johnson, all those head coaches, and obviously Ron as well, all those coaches had major impacts on me.
You know, you've also, if you take it to the position side of things, you've also worked with very different style quarterbacks. I mean, it was amazing what you were able to find and do with Derek Anderson. You know, he got a Pro Bowl trip out of that 2007. What you did with him here in Cleveland, what you then went into San Diego and what was there with Philip Rivers, who is a unique, very, very successful talent in the quarterback position. And then you had really the ultimate change and fascinating change when you go to Carolina and you're dealing with like an incredible athlete playing the position of quarterback in Cam Newton. How do you blend all of that into what you want your quarterback to be?
The principles are the same in terms of what you want to do, and the plays may be a little bit different, mm-hmm. but it's important to be able to adjust to your personnel and the people that you have if you're a good coach. And we want to be able to be on the cutting edge of what's going on. We want to stay ahead of the curve in terms of, from a scheme standpoint, to give our guys every chance to be successful. And that especially goes for the quarterback position, because it starts there. And so what you have to do is give those guys a package that they personally can be successful. And that goes through the course of OTAs and mini camps and training camps, learning what they can do best.
You know, some coaches, in talking, and when I asked them about, tell me about Rob Chudzinski when you worked with him and what was he all about, and they said the really cool thing about you is that you weren't so rigid with what you wanted to do, that you took a look at what you had and said, well, listen, I might be able to adapt to what talent I have on this team, that maybe it might be a little bit different from what I had before, so I'll do it a little bit different that time. So you have to have a little bend, don't you?
No doubt. You can't be rigid in what you're doing. You have to be flexible, or you become extinct.
When we come back, we'll share some more of the thoughts of the Browns' new head coach, Rob Chudzinski, here on our special edition of Browns Insider.